But we drove a different car, SUV, right? 2022 Toyota Highlander. Not a whole lot different, folks, so we're going to kind of breeze through this review. We've talked about the Highlander before. It's one
but
of
you
our
owned one
favorite.
Of these for a while as well, and so did Walt, right?
I did, yeah. We both did. Great car. Again, great car for a family. You can do three rows if you want to. It just kind of all depends on how you apportion the vehicle, that sort of stuff. That third row is meant for kids, right? It's not meant for adults by any stretch of the imagination. Got a nice V6 in it. It's comfortable. It's quiet. This was the premium model,
okay.
So the top of the line, Dad, and it really, really works well. It drives smooth. It's quiet. It's got some nice technology features on the inside. It's more refined. They redesigned this vehicle a few years ago, Dad, back in 2020. And again, so no major changes for 2022. It's got a little bit smaller cargo space behind that third row. So again, you're going to get kids only there and some less cargo than you would expect in some of the other vehicles. But if you do fold that down, maybe you only need four or five passengers. You can get quite a bit behind that second row if you so choose. And this one had captain's chairs, Dad, of course, which, again, is a really nice feature in that regard because, again, more room for the second row passengers.
Right.
You do take out that middle passenger, which is unfortunate in that second row. But outside of that, great vehicle, works well. Honestly, like you said, Walt and I owned both these vehicles for a number of years, and they were fantastic. It was kind of hard to trade them in, but we needed a little bit larger size, and that's the only knock. But on the flip side, Dad, in terms of pricing, you can actually get a Highlander starting in the mid-30s and kind of topping out in the high 40s.
True. I remember when that car first launched, went out and saw it out in California, and I tell you, they did a lot of great research in that whole market segment, and as with Toyota, they've always done a great job in that area, and this is one of those vehicles that they will not disappoint in. So, folks, if you want to go drive a new Highlander, I highly recommend it. Richard's owned them. I've driven many of these throughout the years. It's a great family vehicle, especially if you've got a couple of kids. It really does work fantastic. And, again, go to your local Toyota dealer. There are a few of these around on some lots, so go check them out. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.